This is episode number 158 of the Ardello Training Podcast. Hey, this is Scott Ardella, author of the new book, The Edge of Strength, now available on Amazon, and you're listening to the Ardello Training Podcast, a no-nonsense weekly fitness and performance podcast dedicated to the serious fitness enthusiast, coach, or athlete. Thanks for joining me this week. Let's get started. All right, guys, welcome to episode number 158. And in this week's episode, I'm going to tell you about a few great training resources that I have that can improve your training and performance, which will lead to even better results. Now, listen through to the end of this episode because I'm going to tell you about how you can do a simple thing to win a free digital version of one of the resources that I'm going to talk about in this episode. So I had some coaching calls last week with some of the great people in the community at Ardello Training, and some of them asked me to talk about more of the resources that I use, to review some of the training programs and resources that I use. So that's why I decided to do this show this week. There are so many things that I could talk about and share with you, but I'm going to talk about two things, two great training resources with you this week. And as I'm recording this episode, there are so many great books and DVDs and courses and things like that, but I had to really come up with two things. So these are two great, really high-value products and resources that I have in my own training library, and I'll tell you about them in just a minute. Before we get started, I did want to let you know, this is actually really exciting news, that my book, The Edge of Strength, is now available as a Kindle book. And actually, when I did the show last week, it wasn't available. It was almost ready. I think I mentioned it last week. But the Kindle version of The Edge of Strength is now available if you hadn't heard about that yet, if you're not a subscriber or if you hadn't seen anything in social media. But I'm really, really excited about that. So you can get The Edge of Strength either as a print edition or a Kindle book. Personally, if you have heard this show before, then you know that my recommendation is going to be to get the print copy. I buy all my books in print, and basically for the simple reason that I feel like I use the books a lot more with a print copy, a physical copy, and I can tell you that I constantly refer back to books all the time in my own training library. But I know we're all different, so if you prefer the Kindle, that is certainly your option, and it is available. The reviews have been great with The Edge of Strength. If you've read the book and you like it, please drop in a quick review on Amazon. It really helps to spread the word about the book. And again, the reviews have been really great so far. Okay, so let me give you a little bit of background here before we jump into the episode this week. And I just want to let you know that I invest a significant amount in my own education. I invest a ton in my education, actually, in books and DVDs, workshops, seminars. And I do that to get better. And you do have to invest in yourself. You have to go to workshops and get trainings and courses and things like that if you really want to get better and if you want to learn new things and develop yourself. So with that understanding of making, you know, this personal investment, and I highly encourage you to invest in yourself and not fool around. You know, I mean, really get the training resources that can help you achieve the goals that you want. Invest in yourself that can get you where you want to be. And it can make all the difference in the world. And so with that said, I just wanted to really be open in what I do because I have so many things that I invest in myself with. And I do that for one simple reason, to continue to get better and develop myself, to share great things here on the podcast, and to continue to evolve. And to do that, you have to invest. You have to invest in yourself. And if you invest in your health and fitness, there is no better investment. All right. So with that said, here are two great training resources that I want to share with you this week. And both of these I personally have. Now, the first resource is called Kettlebell Strong. And some of you probably have this product. It is a DVD training. It is a physical product, a two DVD set, which is nearly 4 hours of video training, no fluff, pure technical progressions with double kettlebell exercises. Again, the double kettlebell exercises, meaning two kettlebells, not just one. But it's simply the best double kettlebell training product available on the market. It's put out there by Jeff Newpert and contains all of the progressions for key double kettlebell exercises. Quick story here. And here's something nobody knows about Kettlebell Strong until now. On page 69, Jeff discusses an attendee at the 2012 Summit of Strength workshop. And this attendee had a jerk that wasn't a pretty sight. And that's how it was quoted in the manual. Quote, wasn't a pretty sight, end quote. And well, the story is that that attendee is actually me. I'm the attendee at the workshop that had a kettlebell jerk that was just a little funky. It wasn't quite right. And the drills and progressions that were laid out in this training course work. I know that because the training progressions that are laid out in the training manual are exactly what Jeff went through with me at this workshop. So I can tell you that firsthand that these progressions, these drills, this system really works. It's really effective. It's everything you need to know to learn double kettlebells effectively. It's covered in the Kettlebell Strong training DVDs. Again, nearly 4 hours of video training and an accompanying manual, which has some amazing content in it. And in addition to the great training material, there are some simple and effective programs. Jeff laid out the Strong program, which is a clean and press program, and the One program, which is a double kettlebell swing program. So two very simple but very effective programs that are laid out in Kettlebell Strong. And I know so many people that have this product and are just extremely happy and love this product because it's something that they've learned a lot from and they use it very frequently. So that's the first product I wanted to share with you, the training resource I wanted to share with you. You can go to ardellatraining.com/strong to check that product out. And again, that is a special link that I set up. Again, ardellatraining.com/strong to check out Kettlebell Strong by Jeff Neupert. Okay, so the second resource that I wanted to share with you now is a new training resource, a new one, and is a new DVD by Gray Cook and Greg Rose called The Three Principles You Can Apply to Any Movement. Now, there are many, many resources I have personally from On Target books, which is where I got this product from. I selected this one because it's the newest one for me. It's the latest video training DVD that I've gone through out of so many from On Target books. And it's just a great website. If you haven't checked that out, actually, you can go to ardellatraining.com/learn and you can see all of the great training resources from On Target. Again, ardellatraining.com/learn to check out all the great resources there. And Laurie Draper just does an incredible job. I've talked about that before on the podcast, certainly in the interviews with Dan John and others, and just some great, great training resources for all of us there. But let me tell you a few quick things about this this product. It's a 2-hour DVD set or digital download with transcripts, audio files, extra videos, and so much more. So the primary content is on this 2-DVD set, which is about 2 hours of content with Gray Cook and Greg Rose, and just amazing, amazing content in this this product. And again, the great thing about getting any product, not just this one, but any product from On Target, is all of the great extras you get with these products. All right, so let me give you kind of an overview of the three principles you can apply to any movement. Now, the first DVD is about an hour long, and it features Gray Cook. And he talks a lot about the FMS, the functional movement screen. Now, if you don't know what the FMS is, this is a great product to learn about the FMS. And if you're already skilled or proficient with the FMS, this is a great product to better understand it and apply it. And this is where I was. I mean, the FMS is something I've used for a long time, but this helped me to learn some new insights about the functional movement screen and reinforce some things that I'm doing and how I'm using it and learn some new things. So I thought it was a really, really great product. Now, the functional movement screen is a baseline, and that's the importance of the FMS, is you have to have a baseline of movement. Movement precedes strength. I talk a lot about this, the importance of movement as it relates to strength in my book, The Edge of Strength, and things that I do in addition to the FMS to assess movement. There's a lot of things that I do, but the FMS is a critical piece of what I do when I look at program design and working with people and addressing any issues with movement and with training. A couple of key things that were pointed out by Gray Cook in this first part of the DVD is that you must have faith in the model and the ability to change it to make a difference. And what this means to me is that you really have to have belief in the FMS, and you're not just doing a screen, an FMS screen, but you understand it and you know how you're going to use it and apply it to improve someone's training and performance. So that was one line that really stuck out. A key point that really stuck out with me is you have to have faith in the model, in the FMS, or whatever model you're using. And you have to have the ability to make a difference, to make a change. So that was one thing. Movement is the core of physical development. That was another key point that Gray talked about. And again, it really aligns with how I teach and my whole philosophy in strength and performance. Movement is the core of training. And if we don't have good quality movement, we shouldn't be loading a pattern. We shouldn't be doing heavy squats or heavy presses if we don't have good quality movement. So we need to understand weak links and deficits, and we need to address those things. And that's a lot of what Gray talks about in this DVD. Now, he talks about the three principles, and I'm not going to go over the three principles because you really should get the DVD to check that out. But the second principle I will talk about a little bit, which is what he calls the ethical principle, which is to protect, correct, and develop. And this is really, again, how I see it in terms of my own training and working with others. It's our obligation to protect people from injuring themselves. As I talk about all the time, safety, training safe is really the top priority in any training program. Yes, it's getting stronger and improving conditioning and improving body composition and whatever our goals are, improving athletics. But the number one goal is really maintaining injury-free status, not getting hurt and protecting ourselves. So I love this principle, the ethical principle of protecting people. And we do that through developing a good assessment and knowing where people are and protecting them from injury. Exercise shouldn't have risk factors. And if we do it the right way, we shouldn't be getting hurt. And that's why I feel like personally, I train at a high level. I train really heavy, but I'm really smart about it and strategic about it. So it's this principle really resonated with me, and it's really, really important. So to learn about the other two principles, definitely check out the DVD, but that one is really, really important to me, as are all three of the principles. And one of the great lines that Gray summarized really, really well, and I've used this quote actually, is more exercise isn't better. Better exercise is better. And that comes directly from Gray Cook. And it's such a profound quote, I think. And it's such an important quote because we need to focus on the quality of movement, the quality of exercise. It's not the quantity, it's the quality. If you remember one thing from this podcast session, remember that more exercise isn't better. Better exercise is better. I absolutely love that quote. But there are so many great insights and so much brilliance in the first DVD from Gray Cook. So I really, really enjoyed that. And then in the second DVD, that basically starts off from a lecture from Greg Rose. He is from TPI Golf. And that DVD is about an hour in length. And he goes over some really great analogies of looking at the FMS and some other assessment tools, and really a big discussion on looking at the organism being our body and the environment, what is around you. And talks about the importance of having a system in place to assess. But really the great thing about this second DVD was what they did, Greg and Gray, what they did is they looked at three live screens. So they had three people come up and go through a movement screen. And by the way, I didn't mention this, but this lecture, this DVD was filmed at a live workshop seminar, and that's where this product came from. But what they did is they had three people come up out of the audience, an athlete, they had someone that was actually in pain, and then they had another athlete that I believe had some kind of mild issues going on. And they did these three different screens, and then they talked about what this means. They went through the scoring system. They went through, talked about what the screen is, how it's scored. And then the big thing is, what does this mean? What do you do with this information? And that was really the beauty of looking at this this DVD. So I think there's a lot to learn in there for all of us. Again, if you're brand new to the FMS, if you have no idea what it is, it's a really great product to learn about it. And then if you're a coach or a trainer and you are familiar with the FMS, this will make you better. So again, a great product, a great training resource that I recently reviewed. And again, there are so many extras that come along with this Movement Principles DVD by Gray Cook and Greg Rose. So what's the takeaway from all this? What's the takeaway from this week's show? The bottom line is really to invest in yourself. Continue to evolve your training and your performance. Whether you get these training resources that I mentioned this week or something else, figure out what you need to learn about or get better with, and then apply it. Remember the great quote that information without action is meaningless. So make sure that you apply what you learn in some way. And I've said this many, many times, but if you take away just one thing from a book or a course or a DVD and you apply that one thing, it was totally worth your time and investment. It's these little things that make a big, big difference. So if you're interested in enhancing your double kettlebell skills, then I definitely recommend, without hesitation, checking out Kettlebell Strong by Jeff Newport. It's a fantastic product. It's a resource and a product that I have, and I refer back to it often. So you can go to ardellatraining.com/strong and check that out. And additionally, if you'd like to gain a great understanding of the FMS, the functional movement screen, and learn more about movement, if you'd like to learn about the FMS, the what, the why, and how to apply it, then check out the new DVD by On Target Books titled Three Principles of Movement by Gray Cook and Greg Rose. You can check that out at ardellatraining.com/learn. Again, these are my links that I set up specific to these resources. Okay, so if you'd like to be entered in a simple contest to win a free digital download of the Three Principles DVD by Gray Cook, here's what you need to do. Leave a review in iTunes for the Ardella Training Podcast if you haven't done so already. Send me a screenshot of that review. You can email me or Facebook message me. Either one of those is probably the best thing to do. You can email me at scott@ardellatraining.com. And I'll enter your name in a random drawing and we'll select one winner. I'll announce that winner in 2 weeks on February the 10th here on the podcast. And the last day to enter will be February the 8th, 2 days before. Only new reviews will be entered in this particular contest. So from today, January 27th through February the 8th, and then you can win a free digital download of the Three Principles DVD. Again, a fantastic product. You'll learn a ton, and all the great training resources are really, really awesome. A lot of content. I haven't gone through all of it yet, but I have watched the two DVDs, took a lot of notes, and learned some great new insights. So that is it for this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed this week. Please let me know if you like this, if you like me talking about these training resources that I have, then I can certainly do more of this in the future. I thought that I would do it since I had some great conversations with people this week, and that's what they asked about. So I hope it was valuable for you. Again, check these resources out, or again, find out what you need to take your training to the next level and get those resources. Invest in yourself. It's the best investment you'll ever make. And by the way, there are so many other great training resources in the back of my book, The Edge of Strength. In the resource section, I list a lot of many of the great books that I've read in different areas, and also some training DVDs. So a lot of additional resources are in the back section of my book, The Edge of Strength. So with that, guys, we're going to wrap up this week's episode. Thank you for joining me this week. I will see you next week on the show. I've got some great new interviews coming your way and a lot of great new things. So stay tuned. Thanks, and I'll see you again soon. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Ardella Training Podcast. Go to ardellatraining.com right now to join Scott's tribe of passionate fitness enthusiasts. Get valuable updates and resources that will help you take it to the next level. Train strong. We'll catch you next time on the Ardella Training Podcast.